Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Kelim Perek Gimel Mishnah Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning Masachas Asar Batzar Achol Shishi B'Zecher Avan Juzi B'Kohago and Bikar of Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Hatovel Kli Chares Habari. Somebody takes a good, healthy Kli Chares. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not cracked. It's not broken. And he coats the outside of it. So Rami Rav Shem Etamin. They say it's Tamei, meaning the coating that which he put on the outside is part and parcel of the Kli. So if the Kli is Tamei, something that touches the outside of the Kli is also going to be Tamei. Whereas the Chomer and the Chum say that no, Hatovel is Habari Tahar. If he coats the outside of a Kli that's healthy, that's good, that coating is tar, is nothing to do with the kli. It's only vesa ra'ua tame. If he coats a ra'ua, a weak, chetzi broken kli, so then the coating is tame because it's needed to strengthen the kli. V'chein in the same machlokes is b'chiduk ha'keruya, with the belt and that which goes around this keruya. Now, what exactly is a keruya? So it's fairly normal back in the day to take a gourd, hollow it out, and use it as a pitcher. Think a butternut squash which is standing up. You cut off the top, hollow it out. That's a really handy kli that you could use for water or storing liquids or something like that. And often, in order to strengthen it, they'd put a wood or metal belt around it. Now it's the same machlokes. The Rambam and Shmuel hold that even if this is a strong hollowed out gourd, it doesn't need the extra strengthening. Still, this wood or metal ring that's put around it is considered part of it and would become tummy with it. Whereas the chum hold, that's only if it might break. So then you have to have it around. So that's considered part of it. But if it's healthy and good and strong, then this added ring around it is not part of it. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, yablis, which is some sort of herb or grass, shetiflin basa pitasin, which is used to coat pitasin, coat barrels. It's basically used as a sealant of sorts. Hanugeya batame. If one touches it, he's Tamei, which means if the Kli became Tamei, so if something touched the outside, touched this coating, the sealant, it's Tamei. That's because it's part of it. However, Megufas Chavis, Ein Achibur, the plug, the stopper, the top of a barrel, is not considered connected to it. Even if it's sealed down, it's still considered separate from the barrel. Therefore, even if the barrel's Tamei, something that touches the Megufa, the cover, it's not going to become Tamei. However, Hanugeya B'tipulei Shel Tanur, Tamei. If something touches the coating of an oven, so then it is Tamei. Of course, we're talking about an earthenware oven, and what they would do in order to insulate it and ensure that the heat stayed inside and that it was able to cook things for longer, they would coat it with some sort of clay or cement or something like that to make it nice and insulated. So that's part and parcel of the oven. So if the oven itself became tamei, the coating on the outside is also considered tamei. And if food or liquid touches the outside of it, it's going to be tamei. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin Ches. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.